Adrian Gonzalez comes off the DL as the Dodgers face the Tigers in Detroit. Starter Rich Hill allows two runs in the first inning, but Yasiel Puig helps prevent further damage.
Puig, a long way to go, lays out and traps it. No, he caught it.
What a great effort by Yasiel Puig.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. That slammed to left field, and that's going to tie the ball game. Down the left field line, Gonzalez will score easily. Woodward is going to hold Forsythe, and Taylor gets into the hit barrage.
Corey Seager now yanks a base hit into right field. Forsythe in to score. Taylor's headed home. It's a two-run single for Seager, who's safe at second. And the Dodgers have exploded for four.
1-1. Fly ball left field, and that's hit well. He is at the track. He's at the wall. It is gone.
What did Justin Upton, did he miss first base? Yeah, looks like he did. Very rarely do you see that.
Yeah.
McCann waits at home. Here's Jansen, the big right-hander, rears back, lets it go, and a check swing, strike three, the game is over.
And the Dodgers win 8-5. LA has now won five straight and 20 of 23. Chris Taylor ties a career high with four hits, and Adrian Gonzalez goes 1-for-4 in his return from the DL. Chris Taylor leads the way for Los Angeles out of the leadoff spot. He goes 4-for-5 with a run scored and two RBIs. He's batting .310 for the year.
Yeah, I've been seeing the ball well. You know, I just trying to keep it simple, stay through the middle of the field, and I think he left some pitches over the middle of the plate that I was able to turn on, and just a good game. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it seems like on both ends, whether it's the pitchers or the offense, we've always picked each other up all year. If the pitchers go down early, it seems like we pick them up. And same thing, you know, when we're struggling, they seem to pitch really well and hold them there. So, just a good team win.
LA will look to continue the win streak on Saturday in Motown when Hyunjin Ryu takes the mound.